الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وقال رسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama kiram, dearest brothers and elders in Islam, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, protector. And we send complete durood and salawat upon our noble master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed us with the greatest wealth of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in this world with iman, take us away from this world with iman, and resurrect us on the day of qiyamah with perfect iman. Alhamdulillah, tonight we are gathered here, and our gathering here is a manifestation of our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to listen to the Mubarak Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we even commence, what we need to fully understand is that the real life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beauty of his life, the elegance of his life, is something that cannot fully be comprehended. And when this is something we cannot fully understand, then for a person to do justice in discussing the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that also is something impossible. However, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They tried their best to preserve every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and present it to us so that we may emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The young Sahaba would go to the senior Sahaba, Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, for example, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was only about 7 years of age when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this temporary abode. He would go to his maternal uncle Hind, and he would ask his uncle to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why ata'allaqu bihi? So that he could hold on to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sifat and attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when it comes to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Haji Bhai Paja rahimahullah used to mention there are 4 important aspects. The one is the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we refer to as muhabbatul rasul. The second is dhikrul rasul, the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending abundance of salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third is ita'at rasul, obeying and following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fourth is fikrul rasul, the worry and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is a demand of a person's iman to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed in a hadith: La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Then none of you can be a believer until and unless I am more beloved to him than his own parents, than his own children, and I am more beloved to him than anyone else on the surface of this earth. So ulama ikram explained to us, there are four reasons for loving a person. The first is jamal. On account of a person's beauty, you'll find a natural inclination towards an individual. So sometimes we'll say, he fell head over heels when he saw her. It was love at first sight. Despite her having so many faults and so many flaws, he looked beyond that. He was blinded by her beauty. So it is sometimes beauty that will attract a person towards an individual. Now if we have to analyze the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Mubarak features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the highest level of beauty. His jamal was ala wajhil atam, to the highest degree. And this is something that was described by many. For example, Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a famous poet in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would mention, أَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي, and more handsome than you my eyes have never seen. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ, more beautiful than you no woman has ever given birth to. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, you have been created free from every blemish and every fault. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, it is as if you have been created the way you wished. That you requested Allah to create you in this manner and Allah created you accordingly. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha beautifully mentions, لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسٌ, we have a sun. The universe also has a sun. But the difference is, وَشَمْسِي خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ, my sun is better than the sun of the sky. وَشَمْسُ النَّاسِ تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ فَجْرٍ, the sun of the people, the sun of the universe, the sun of the sky rises after the Fajr Salah. وَشَمْسِ تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ الْعِشَاءِ, my sun rises after the Isha Salah. That is when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come to the home. And the Mubarak countenance and nur from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such, when he would enter the home of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, then that home would become illuminated to the extent that scholars say, if Aisha radiallahu anha could not find anything in the home, then all she needed to do was wait for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come. The nur that emanated, that shone from the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was enough to light up the room, and it was enough for Aisha radiallahu anha to find her needle. When it came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, we all are fully aware. The beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is famous. And the woman in the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when seeing the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, then they cut their fingers. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that if the woman in the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had to see the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then instead of cutting their fingers, they would have cut out their hearts. Those women said, قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا, they said, all purity only belongs to Allah. This is not a human being. This man is actually an angel. Such was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam superseded that of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah rewards Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Despite the awe-inspiring personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which made it difficult for them to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the eye, they made every effort to preserve every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To the extent that Sahaba would go on to describing every feature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَتَلَأْلَأُ وَجْهُهُ تَلَأْلُؤَ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ, his face shone like the full moon. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, It was a full moon. I looked at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I looked at the full moon. I once again looked at the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I looked at the full moon. I did it for the third time. And eventually I came to the conclusion that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outshone the full moon. Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha saw a dream where the moon was setting in her lap. She mentioned this to her husband. He slapped her in her face, which left an imprint on her face. And as a kafir, he was able to interpret the dream. He told her, "It seems as if you have the desire to be the wife of Muhammad." Even a kafir could understand the full moon meant Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it was setting in her lap, it meant her marrying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أطول من المربوع وأقصر من المشدب. As far as height is concerned, he was slightly taller than a person of average height, and he was shorter than a person who was extremely tall. Ulama ikram explained to us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's bulk, his height was of a moderate nature. However, it was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whenever he walked amongst a group of people, he stood out, he appeared to be the tallest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him distinguished. The more tawadu and humility he displayed, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his status. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell sahaba that لا تطروني كما أطرأت النصارى ابن مريم. That, oh my beloved sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do not overpraise me to the extent that you exceed the limits the way Nasara went, the Christians did, with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They amplified his position to the extent that they called him Allah, the son of Allah. Na'udhu billah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama ana abdullahi wa rasuluh. Qulu abdullahi wa rasuluh. I am only the servant and the bondsman of Allah. When you refer to me, say that he is the servant and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, أطول من المربوع وأقصر من المشذب عظيم الهامة رجل الشعر إن انفرقت عقيقته فرق وإلا فلا يجاوز شعره شحمة أذنيه إذا هو وفره. Every aspect of the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was recorded. His head was of a moderate nature, slightly large in proportion to the body. Slightly large indicated towards the intelligence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not very straight, nor was it curly. Rather in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with wavy hair. Every aspect, the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teeth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been described. There's no time to go into all those details. That is a separate lecture on its own. Nevertheless, the conclusion is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the highest level, and this will demand that we love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the highest degree. So the first reason for love is Jamal, beauty. The second reason ulama ikram explained to us is Kamal, the perfection of an individual. Sometimes a person is not handsome, a woman is not beautiful, but she's reached perfection in a certain field, and that now makes the heart attracted towards that individual. So for example, he is not the most handsome, but Allah has blessed him with a beautiful voice. So people are now attracted to that voice, and people fall in love with the voice. He may not be the most handsome, but Allah has blessed him with great amounts of knowledge. And because he's such a great example for others, people are attracted towards him. So if we have to look at the perfection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we'll find this also was achieved to the highest degree. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of a very high nature. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, She summed it up very beautifully by mentioning, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His character was the Qur'an. Look in the Qur'an, what Allah tells you in the Qur'an, that is what you will find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah spoke about his eyes. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam being firm on the straight path. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. Allah spoke about his heart. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ. The heart did not belie what the heart saw. Allah ta'ala spoke about his speech. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He did not speak out of his own desires, out of his own accord. What he spoke was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the kamal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also of the highest degree. And this also demands love to the highest degree. The third reason for loving an individual is nawal, which is the ihsan and the good that someone does to others. So he may not be the most handsome. He may not be the most perfect. He may not have exemplary conduct and character and akhlaq. But yes, this man has done something good for you. Al-insanu abdul ihsan. Insan, human beings, are slaves to those who do good to them. This man bought you a car. This man helped you out when you were rock bottom. When you needed somebody, he was there for you. Naturally, your heart will go out towards that individual. You'll be willing to sacrifice your life for that individual. Because when you needed someone, he was there for you. Allah wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there for us. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will always be there for us. His ihsan on the ummah is something that we cannot even comprehend. His mere existence was a rahmah. Allah ta'ala mentions in Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you as a mercy unto mankind. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا. You were on the brink of Jahannam. And some tafsir mentions, Allah saved you through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, my example is the example, كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ أَوْقَدَ نَارٍ, is the example of a man who lit a fire. Now when this fire started rising, فَجَعَلَ الْجَنَادِبُ وَالْفَرَاشُ يَقَعْنَ فِيهَا وَهُوَ يَذُبُّهُنَّ عَنْهَا. Now all these moths and insects were attracted towards the fire. And this man is trying to stop them from coming close, but they are now coming close, and they're eventually falling into the fire. We went fishing. So at night they put a floodlight to light up the whole camping area. Somebody had a bite, so they turned the floodlight towards the river. The minute the light turned towards the river, all the insects from the water came flying towards the light. They were attracted to the light. Next to the light, the fire was burning. When they came this side, they were now attracted to the fire. And we are trying to stop them from falling in the fire, and we were unable to do so because if you try to stop one coming from this direction, another one is falling and coming from that direction. That is when this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am trying to stop you from this fire, but you are going headlong into Jahannam. His whole coming into this world was a rahmat. It was to save us from the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's generosity was something that we cannot comprehend. He gave a person a whole valley of goats. That person accepted Islam. He went to his people and he said, O my people, accept Islam. فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يُعْطِي عَطِيَّةَ مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى الْفَقْرِ. The heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such, he gives, and his heart is the heart that does not fear poverty. He gives. The poet beautifully encapsulates the generosity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam by saying, مَا قَالَ لَا إِلَّا فِي تَشَهُّدِهِ لَوْلَا التَّشَهُّدُ كَانَتْ لَاؤُهُ نَعَمُ. He never ever said no. The only time he said no was in his tashahud, when he said, أَشْهَدُ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no deity except Allah. He said, if it was not for tashahud, then the la, the no of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also have been yes. If a sahabi came to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he presented his need to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he had it, he gave it. If he did not have it, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell him that come to us at a time when wealth comes into our hands. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would promise him and appoint a time. And that is why when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, he said, O people, whoever was promised by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for any wealth or anything in this world, you come to me and I will ensure the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fulfilled. At times he would tell the person, you go to so and so, you take something on my name, I will pay the debt. At times Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would encourage Sahaba radiallahu anhum to fulfill the needs. If nothing was possible, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would share some kind words with that individual. His worry and concern for the ummah was such, he would tell the senior sahaba, oh my sahaba, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ, when you see a person who is in need, فَرْفِدُوهُ, you should help him and assist him. Bring his need to me. Whoever will bring the need of an individual to the ruler of the time, ثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ قَدَمَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his feet steadfast on the day of Qiyamah. By seeing to the need of an individual, you are bringing a certain level of stability to that individual. If you're going to provide stability to that individual in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide stability for you in the akhirah. So if we look at the ihsan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, the ihsan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to the highest of degrees. And not only in this world, but in Akhirah as well. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was leaving this world, it is a time where people normally make wasiyat to his near and dear ones. Look after your mother. Live with peace and harmony after me. At that time, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wasiyat was for us to the ummah. As-salah, as-salah. That guard your salah, guard your salah. Wa ma malakat aymanukum. Guard the rights of those whom Allah has placed in your care. Ulama say, As-salah refers to hukukullah. Guard the rights of Allah. Wa ma malakat aymanukum indicates towards hukukul ibad, the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hukukullah in hukukul ibad encapsulates the whole of deen. Guard the rights of Allah. Guard the rights of makhluk, the creation of Allah. And anfidhu jaysha Usama, send the army of Usama radiallahu anhu in the path of Allah, because this will bring deen alive in the ummah. So this was the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in akhirat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be waiting for his ummah at Hawdha Kawthar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give his ummah to drink from his mubarak hands at Hawdha Kawthar. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those fortunate individuals who will drink from the Hawdha Kawthar. Sharbatan la yadma'u ba'dahu abada, such a drink that a person will never feel thirsty afterwards. Ahla min al-asal, sweeter than honey. Abyadu min al-laban, whiter than milk. Wa kawakibuhu ka'adad nujum as-sama, the goblets of the Hawdha Kawthar will be like the stars of the sky. And at that time there will be certain people who will be stopped from coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels will become a barrier between these people and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will ask the angels, why are you stopping them? The answer was that you don't know what these people did after you. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, suhqan suhqan liman ghayyara ba'di, that being who was rahmatul lil alameen. He will say, move away to those who changed after me. You can well imagine what will happen to those people in the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ihsan upon us. When people will be suffering on Qiyamah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the one who will go into sajda. They will go to Nabi after Nabi. When every Nabi will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَخِرُّ سَاجِدًا, I will fall into sajda. I will praise Allah in a manner that Allah was never ever praised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak. O Muhammad, raise your head. Sal tu'ta. Ask, you will be granted. Ishfa' tushaffa'. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. That time our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ummati, Ummati. Liwa'ul hamdi biyadi yawm al-qiyamah. The flag of praise will be in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of qiyamah. كل الناس تحت لواء آدم ومن سواه. Every person will be beneath that flag of praise, Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, and every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his ihsan upon us reached the highest level, and this also demands the highest level of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fourth reason for loving an individual is qarabat, the person's close relationship to you. He may not be the most handsome. He may not be a person of perfection. He may not be a person who is very good and very generous and who has done a lot for you. But he is related to you. After all, he is your brother. After all, he may be your uncle. He is related to you. You have the same blood flowing in your veins. So because of our close relationship, we tend to love an individual. We tend to have an attachment with that individual. So what is our attachment with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions beautifully,
"An-nabiyyu awla bil-mu'minina min anfusihim."
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is closer to the believers than themselves. Forget someone else. He is closer to us than our own selves. And one hadith mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing Sahaba and telling them, "Innama ana lakum bimanzilatil walid." I'm like a father unto you. And that is why when Sahaba described Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he interacted with Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, then they say, "Fasara lahum aban." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a father to all the Sahaba. "Wasaru indahu sawa." And each person was equal before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looked after the interests of each and every individual. He took each and every person as his own. He made every person feel special. كَانَ يُقْبِلُ بِوَجْهِهِ وَحَدِيثِهِ عَلَىٰ أَشَرِّ الْقَوْمِ. He directed his focus and his speech towards the worst of people. يَتَأَلَّفُهُمْ بِذَلِكَ. To make that person feel comfortable. To make that person feel important. To make that person feel wanted. To the extent that Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explains this, and he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made me feel so important. He gave me so much of attention that I actually began, hatta dhalantu anni khayrul qawm. I actually started to think that I was the best of everyone. I was the best amongst people. The courage actually built up in me where I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ أَبُو بَكْرٌ. Am I better or Abu Bakr? Surah Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr. So he said, okay, if I can't make it to the best, what about second best? Am I better or Umar? Surah Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Umar is better. He said, okay, if I can't make it second best, then at least third best. O Nabi of Allah, am I better or Uthman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Uthman is better. Then he says, I became ashamed over my action, and I thought to myself, it would have been better if I did not even ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he made every person feel special, every person feel important. Brothers, today the ummah is crying for love. The ummah is crying. People are broken on the inside. People want to be acknowledged. People are looking for love. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us love. He taught us how to interact. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us when Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would come to the Mubarak home of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then out of honor for his daughter, he would stand up. He would welcome his daughter. He would kiss his daughter. And he would make her sit on his place. And whenever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the home of Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, then she would do exactly the same. She would stand up for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She would welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She would kiss Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she would make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sit on her place. This was the love that he displayed. Love is a two-way street. You have to give to get. Today we're wondering, why is it that our children are not giving back? But we're going to ask, to what extent are we giving? As parents, to what extent are we expressing our love? Rasulullah s.a.w. taught us, when you have love for an individual, you should express your love. Say, uhibbuka fillah. Tell the person, I love you for the pleasure of Allah. He even taught us, if someone has to express their love for you, then you will reply by saying, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. That may that being love you for whose pleasure you love me. That means may Allah love you in return. He showed love to his ummah. And that is why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were willing to sacrifice everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So brothers, the four reasons for loving is jamal, beauty, kamal, perfection, nawal and ihsan, the generosity and the good nature and good favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us. And number three, the qarabat, our close relationship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these four aspects were found to the highest degree in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why it is the demand of our iman to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the highest of degrees. More than our own parents, more than our own children, and more than everyone else on the surface of the earth. When the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will now be inculcated in the heart, then there'll be dhikrul rasul. Then we'll find the tongue will continuously flow with the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salawat will become will be recited in abundance. Our ulama ikram explained to us that minimum we should recite 300 times salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who sends salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam 300 times a day, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be resurrected amongst those who are known as al-mukthirin, those who sent abundance of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the day of Jumu'ah, our goal should be minimum 1,000 times. Wallah, this is not difficult. This is not difficult. There was one alim who came to our masjid. He said, let us do an exercise. So let's put the stopwatch on. Now let's say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he began reciting sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, in about 2 minutes, he was able to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam about 100 times. So he said, now tell me, 1,000 times, is it difficult? You got 24 hours. If you say 100 times durood before every salah, 100 times after every salah, so easy for you to recite 1,000 durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The alama and the sign of love for a person is dawamu dhikrihi. That you will continuously mention that person. You will always remember that individual. You will make the dhikr of that person. You will always speak about that individual. Man is madly in love with a woman. All he knows is her. He's madly in love with cars. You'll only find him speaking about cars. If he's madly in love with business, that will be his talk. When are we going to be madly in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then he becomes our talk. Whenever we speak, we get pleasure in speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It brings comfort to the heart. It brings solace to the hurting heart. And it brings happiness to an individual. So that is dhikr Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once again, it will be the demand of love to ita'ah, to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we talk of sunnah, one is the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is in its place. One is the akhlaqiyat, the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, unfortunately, many a time we are falling short in our character. If we look at the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you'll find the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was driven by the noor of abdiyat. What this means? He considered himself to be the abd, the bondsman, the slave of Allah. He humbled himself before Allah. That is why in every practice of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll see him being a bondsman to Allah becoming manifest. His servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming manifest. And that is why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would tell us, Qumu li sayyidikum. He would tell us, stand up for your leader at times. However, when it came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, we never stood up for him. We had the greatest of love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we knew that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not like us to stand up for him. That is why we respected the mizaj and the temperament of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We did not do what we wanted to do, but rather we did what he wanted us to do. And this is the itaat that we need to bring our lives onto. That is why Wahshi, who killed the uncle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Wahshi accepted Islam, then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "Oh Wahshi, whenever my gaze falls on you, then I remember my uncle. And this brings a lot of pain to my heart. So oh Wahshi, do me one favor. When you sit in my company, sit on the side, so my gaze doesn't fall upon you." Wahshi beautifully mentions, he says, "Uridu wisalahu wa huwa yuridu hajari." I wanted to be close to him, but he wanted me to remain at a distance. فَأَتْرُكُ مَا أُرِيدُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. I left out that which I wanted for that which he wanted. I sacrificed my desire for his desire. They made their whole mizaj and temperament conform to the temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, on one occasion we were invited by a tailor, a khayyat, a tailor. And this also shows that the tawadu of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the profession of a tailor was considered to be something very inferior. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the da'wat. He says, فَقَرَّبَ إِلَيْهِ ثَرِيدًا. This tailor presented thareed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thareed is a dish where, like how we'll say, a soup with pieces of meat and bread. And there was also fihi dubbaun, pieces of duri, or you can pronounce it as dodi or calabash, however you want to call it. This was also now in that. So he says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya'khudhu dubba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking the pieces of the duri. Wa kana an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam yuhibbu dubba. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved duri. So Thabit, who's the narrator of the hadith, he was a special student of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ulama ikram explain, the scholars of those days, they had great respect for their asatida. So whenever Thabit would meet his ustad Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, then out of love and respect for his ustad, he would kiss the hands of Anas radiallahu anhu. On the other hand, the asatida of the time also had great riayat and consideration for their students. So whenever Anas radiallahu anhu knew Thabit was coming, he would say, bring for me some itar. He would apply some itar to his hands, and then only he would go towards Thabit. Thabit is coming, he's going to kiss my hands, so let me apply some fragrance to my hands. Nevertheless, Thabit says, I heard Anas radiallahu anhu says, whenever food is prepared for me, and there is a possibility of adding duri to that particular food, then duri would be added. That we love that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved. They made their temperaments conform to the temperament of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he loved it, we have to love it. We have to bring that level of itaat and obedience. If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said kulu zayt, then eat olive oil. If he encouraged us to eat it, then we should do it. Yes. I remember as a youngster, I myself have a sweet tooth. So I found it very difficult to eat an olive. It's bitter. But I thought to myself, if the Nabi of Allah loved it, and the Nabi of Allah ate it, then I have to eat it. I can't give it up. So at that time, I would take a very small piece and mix it with the food and eat it. But alhamdulillah, over the period of time, Allah made it such that today, alhamdulillah, we have developed a liking for that olives as well. So this is important. If my Nabi liked it, I gotta make myself like it. I gotta train myself to like it.
I got to bring my mizaj and my temperament in accordance to the mizaj and temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which once again was based on tawadu and humility. Allahu Akbar, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his tawadu was exemplary. Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, Hafidhahullah, mentioned, this tawadu and humility is known as Ummul Akhlaq, the origin of all good character. He said the list of good character is very long, but it all boils down to tawadu and humility. That is the root. On the other hand, pride and arrogance is known as Ummul Amrad. It is the root of all spiritual ailments. And that is why the list of bad character is also very long. But it all boils down to pride and arrogance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam humbled himself and he instilled humility in the hearts of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And that is why on one occasion, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the marketplace. There was a Sahabi by the name of Zahir. Zahir lived in the wilderness, in the village. He would grow his vegetables and he would come to the city to sell his vegetables. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Inna Zahiran badiyatuna wa nahnu hadiruhu. Zahir is our wilderness and we are his town. He would send to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam things from the village and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reciprocate him by sending things from the town to him. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Zahir. He was busy selling his items. He didn't know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught Zahir from behind. Zahir said, Arsiluni, Arsilni, leave me. Didn't realize it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he realized it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he began to press his back on the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't want the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be separated from his body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, May yashtari hadha al-abd. Who is going to purchase the slave? Who is going to purchase the slave? Like, you know, sometimes we'll play with the children, we'll pick them up, put them on our shoulders, and say, who wants to buy a bag of potatoes? Who wants to bag of onions? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam catches Zahir, who wants to purchase the slave? Zahir is not a slave, he's a free man. Zahir says, Oh Nabi of Allah, if you sell me, then tajiduni kasidan, you'll find me to have very little value. The reason for this is Zahir was not a very handsome sahabi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Zahir, in the sight of Allah, lasta bi kasid. In the sight of Allah, anta inda Allahi ghalin, you are extremely valuable. But ulama ikram go into the depths of this hadith and they say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to emphasize the importance of being the servant and the slave of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this announcement that who is willing to purchase the slave? Indirectly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to tell Zahir, O Zahir, even when you are engaged in your trade, you should not forget yourself to be a bondsman of Allah. You should not forget yourself to be a slave of Allah. Trade the way a slave will trade. Do not trade the way a king will trade. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled this level of servitude in Sahaba radiallahu anhum. To the extent that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Mi'raj, Allah ta'ala referred to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as abd.
سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى.
Glorified be that Allah who took his slave, who took his bondsman, who took his slave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala could have referred to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with any other sifat and attribute. But Allah ta'ala used abdiyat to highlight to you and I that when it comes to sunnah, we need to display the same level of abdiyat that was displayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made time for one and all. A woman who was mentally challenged came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for her need. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that no problem, you choose the venue and I will make myself available and I will come there. He made himself available for people who were mentally challenged. Sahaba say, man jalasahu, that person who sat with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aw fawadahu, he came to discuss anything with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sabarahu hatta yakuna huwa al-munsarif anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make sabr with an individual. He would listen to the needs and the necessity of that individual. He would provide that person with good counsel until that person would be the first to leave. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give any sign or any hint to that individual that, you know what, you need to now move. You know, time is up. If he made salam, he was not the first to withdraw his hands. But he waited for the other party to withdraw their hands. Only when they withdrew their hands, that is when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, he gave love. He taught the ummah how to show love. And this is something that today, unfortunately, is lacking in the ummah. One alim very beautifully gave his incident. He mentioned, he was traveling through Dubai. And in Dubai, there was a Muslim lady who had to leave her country. And the reason she had to leave her country is because she went to the extent of taking off her clothes on the screen. So there was a lot of pressure on her and she was forced to leave. She's a Muslim lady. This alim had worry and concern for her. So he says, when I told my companions that we need to meet with this lady, she just got married, we'll go to her home and make Mubarak Badi. So they went to the home. He says, I didn't give any bayan. All I said is, Betty, my daughter, I came here to wish you Mubarak Badi. Allah has blessed you with nikah. May Allah make you a good mother. May Allah make you a good wife. We gave her Mubarak Badi and we gave her duas. He says, that was it, and he went away. He says, when he returned from his journey, he stopped again in Dubai. She now contacts the alim and says, listen, I want to come to speak to you. So she came and she said, this time when she came fully covered. She says, Mawlana, you changed my whole life. Mawlana, you changed my whole life. Mawlana said, how did I change your life? I didn't give you any bayan. I just came to make Mubarak Badi to you. She said, Mawlana, you said, Betty, oh my daughter, we're living in the world where our own parents are not prepared to acknowledge us. You showed some affection to me, and that was enough to change my entire life. Ummat is crying out. Our own children are crying out. Our own families are crying out. We're seeing to their physical needs. To what extent are we seeing to their emotional needs? Our Nabi of Allah showed by example, when his wife broke down on the journey of Hajj because of her camel not being able to continue, then the Nabi of Allah went to the extent of wiping the tears from his wife's face. And the more he consoled her, the more she cried. He saw to her emotions as well, her emotional needs as well. The more he pacified her, the more she cried. And the more Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then told Sahaba, we'll stop here. She felt bad. I was the reason for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopping the entire group. They're going for Hajj. Approximately 124,000 Sahaba on this journey of Hajj. And then again, look at the tawadu of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If he wanted to, he could have traveled as a king on this journey. But rather, Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam traveled on an inferior type of conveyance with a very, very old saddle. And upon that saddle, there was a piece of cloth which was not even equal to 4 dirhams in value. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was making dua, Allahumma ja'alhu hajjan la riya'a fihi wa la sum'ah. Oh Allah, make this a hajj in which there is no show, in which there is no fame, in which there is no ostentation. The hajj that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hajj shows servitude. Hajj shows and demonstrates and makes humility manifest. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going in such a simple manner, yet he is making dua, teaching the ummah, oh my ummah, no matter what you do for Allah. You do it with ikhlas for the pleasure of Allah. You don't do it for show. Today we're living in the world of social media and technology. Everything needs to come out in the open. Everything needs to be broadcasted. We need to amplify our status. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us tawadu. He taught us humility. The higher you ascend, the more tawadu and humility you should inculcate within you. And that is why Anas radiallahu anhu says, I served Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 10 years. Never once did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reprimand me. Never once did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam question me that lima sanatahu, why did you do this when he told me not to do something? Ulama ikram explained to us that this indicates towards the full yaqeen that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had that Allah is the doer. In some narrations, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would even say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Allah destined this to happen. And if Allah wished, something else would have happened. So yes, this is something that Allah decided. Why should I become upset? Why should I vent out my frustration on Anas, a young boy of 10 years? Why should I get upset with him? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to interact with our near and dear ones. How to interact with our close family, our close relatives. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The poet says, كَمْ مِنْ خَدٍ يَبْتَلُّ. How many cheeks there are that are wet with tears. وَطَرَفٍ يَحْمَرُّ. How many eyes are bloodshot. And the reason is, جَنَازَةُ صَدِيقٍ أَوْ قَرِيبٍ تُرْفَعُ. The janaza of a friend or a relative is now being lifted. And that is why people are crying. But he says, وَجَنَازَةٌ تَحْمِلُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي تَسْرَعَ. The janaza carrying the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving the home so fast. فَلَا عَيْنٌ تَدْمَعَ وَلَا قَلْبٌ تَحْزَنَ. There's no eye that is crying. And there's no heart that is grieving. There's no eye that is crying. There's no heart that is grieving. So the itaat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is important. And number four is the worry and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To share in the pain of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To share in the worry of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where Sahaba says, Da'im al-fikrati wal-ahzan. He was always in worry. He was always in concern. And here the amazing thing is, ulama say, if you look at other ahadith, you'll find Sahaba say, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَكْثَرَ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وسلم. We never saw anyone that smiled more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then you'll find Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always in worry and concern. Smiling doesn't gel, doesn't go together with a person who is worried and who is in concern. How is this possible? Ulama explained to us, in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam there was this concern for his ummah. How each and every person can be saved from Jahannam. How each and every person can be helped and assisted. How each and every person's needs can be fulfilled. And his greatest need that pertain to his akhirah can be taken care of. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had this fikr of akhirat. This was in the heart. But he did not allow that to spoil the smile on his face. Because if he had to portray himself to be a very sad person, or a very serious person, it would have been very difficult for Sahaba to closely interact with him. So to break the barrier between him and his Sahaba, to make it easy for them to come close to him, he always smiled. But deep down in his heart was his fikr and his worry and concern for his humanity. How each and every person can be saved from Jahannam, and how each and every person can enter into Jannah forever and ever. So brothers, when a person adopts this worry of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this fikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he makes an effort in this regard, then automatically you'll find this will result in more love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being inculcated in his heart. The more he moves with the worry of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more he will be reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more he moves with the worry and concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more he will be able to implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more his temperament will conform to the temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to follow in the Mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq and the ability to send an abundance of salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to make an effort for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to establish the deen of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the surface of this earth. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم اجز عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا most merciful Allah يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله يا الله we are your weak servants يا الله extending our hands before you oh Allah يا الله have mercy upon us يا الله Ya Allah, shower your special mercies upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your blessings upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every son of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We have strayed so far from the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to align our lives with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To adopt the mizaj and the temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To bring alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To adopt the fikr and the worry and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To send abundance of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ya Allah, fill our hearts with great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for sunnah, Ya Allah. Love for a'mal, Ya Allah. Love for iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, shower your choices, blessings upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so dirty, Ya Allah. So full of sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have no other being to turn to besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a tawfiq to live the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us a means of hidayat for the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to serve, Ya Allah, this deen that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever was said tonight, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all the tawfiq to make amal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to make amal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to make amal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those in difficulty, Ya Allah, remove their difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are in need, Ya Allah, fulfill all their permissible needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are ill, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Accept our dua, Ya Allah, through the love that you have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through your grace and your mercy, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharr musta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين